Morning, brachas. I'm called Chasim Abayis. Tells a moving story. It was before the Petira of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Talmidim realized they had very little time left with their Rebbe that they referred to as the Ner Yisrael Amad Ayamini Patish Achazak, and they asked him, Barcheni, give us a bracha. Obviously it was more than just a bracha, obviously it was, they wanted to know his secret, what made him the greatest of Yochanan ben Zakkai. And he answered something very strange to them, what they thought was very strange. He wrote to say, Moyer Shemayim Aleichem Kemoyer Basav Adam. You should be scared of the Rebbeinu Shalom, just like you're scared of a human being. And they were disappointed. Amalei Talmidav, Ad Kan, that's all? That's it? That's the bracha? The question was deeper. We wanted to know your secret, what made you the grace of Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's what makes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? So he replied to them, yes, halavai, halavai, you should have this bracha of Meir Shemayim Kemeir Vatsav Adam. And of course this morning needs a hezba. Is that all? Is that such a bracha that a person should have this yira? But the emphasis is, this is not the only chazal that speaks about Yira Shemayim. This Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph, in Lamed Gimel, Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, in Yuma Ayin Beis, where the Gemara speaks about the importance of Yiras Shemayim. In fact, the Rekeach writes that 13 times, no less than 13 times, we find in the Torah the inyan of Yiras Shemayim. Chazal give a muscle, a person can have everything, but without Yiras Shemayim, he's missing the keys. He has a treasure, but it's inaccessible. What is in this brach of Yiras Shemayim, why is it such a mafteach hagadol? Why is it the brach that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai of all brachas gave his Talmidim? I want to tell you a machshava. I hope it's more than a machshava. I hope it's a mahalach, that we can come closer and closer to seeing the brach of Yiras Shemayim, of seeing what we daven for, to experience a chayim sheyesh v'em yiras shemayim. I knew a yid. He's what you call a pashut yid, a pashut balavos. Probably none of you ever heard of him, but he was an adam kasha. He was an adam chashuv ma'od. He was an eved Hashem. He had his share of nisyanis achayim, plenty of them, plenty of nisyanis, plenty of disappointments, plenty of setbacks. And in spite of that, he remained a true Eved Hashem. And I once said about him, his godless was that he lived with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Whenever he had to do something, either consciously or subconsciously, he thought, "What will the Rebbeinu Shel Olam?" I don't know if you could appreciate what that is, but that's gedula. To someone that lives with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's true gedula. Someone who lives with the first siman, the first seat in Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit, and this yid. I don't know if he knew Daud Chalki Shulchan Aruch, probably he didn't. But his life personified the first thief of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. And like the Ramah continues, he was constantly aware of this Yisoid. HaMelech HaGadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Eloheich HaLa'aretz Kevodai Oymin Elav Uraye Maisav. This Yid lived a life Echayim sheyesh behem yiras shemayim. He had his nisyanis, yes. He traveled often in business. and to maintain the right standard of kashrus was very, very challenging. But you know why he was able to maintain that standard in kashrus? Because the Rebbeinu Shlom was with him out of town as well. It's not just when he was in shul or in his home or in his neighborhood, but wherever he was, he saw the Eibishto Negdei Samid. It was very difficult for him to find Tfilah B'tzibah, I could tell you. And yet, I think I could say he never missed davening with minyan. Because wherever he was, no matter what city, no matter what country, he saw the Rebbeinu Shlom in front of him. He saw Yakadosh Baruch Hu misavel et filasai. And it was easy. When someone lives with the Rebbeinu Shlom, then things become easy. He had difficulties in Parnasa. He had difficulties in maintaining the Nesosav and Nesata Bamuna. But I tell you, for him it wasn't a Nesayim. Because the Eibishter was in the workplace, just like the Eibishter was Nilo Layim Kepa by him. That's a life of Shidisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. It might sound simple. It might sound basic. But that's Gava. Because why? How? How can a person talk Lashon Hara? L'mashal. We all know the Oinshim. We all know the Koregesh Adam Chayis and Piv, the remarkable Schar. And we all believe in the Eibishter. So how is it Shabbos? How is it possible? How is it humanly possible that a sane person can throw it all away? Because there, at that moment, when he's sitting and talking with Chaverim, there's no Eibishter, there's no Einish, there's no Yeres Einish. And that's the brach of Chayim Sheyesh Bahem Yeres Shamayim. Wherever a person is, no matter in what a situation, the Eibishter is there. The Brisker Rav once asked someone, "Was tust du?" English, "What do you do? What do you do for a living?" So he said, "Been in business." So the Rav says, "Aber was tust du?" He says, "I'm in business." "Aber was tust du?" "Oh, I sell this, I sell that." So he said, "Was tust du? What do you do?" So he was more than perplexed, and the Rav says, "That's not what a Yid talks. That's not what a Yid does, and this is where he does business." And he said a word from the Goyin. We see in Yoina, they asked Yoina, "Mama lachtecha, what do you do?" Zok the Goyin, look how Yoina answered that question. That simple question, "What do you do?" State in Pasik, he said, "Ivri anoichi, v'es Hashem olekei ha-shamayim ani yorei." What do you do? "I'm a Yiras Shamayim." That's the way a Yid answers. "What do you do?" "I'm a Yiras Shamayim." That's a Chayim Sheyesh Ben Yiras Shamayim. Voodoo Geist and Voodoo State, what am I doing now? I'm living with Yiras Shamayim. Isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious the bracha of 11 of Yiras Shamayim? There's a famous story. The Chofetz Chaim was once going with the Balagola, traveling along a dark, deserted road, and the Balagola got hungry, so he decided to stop for a snack, and he goes to a tree and rips down an apple, about to rip down an apple. So the Chofetz Chaim screams out, Ezet, he's watching. So the Balagola jumps down, runs back into the wagon. "Thank you. Wow, I could have got caught red-handed." A few minutes later, again he stops the wagon in a different location. Again he tries to take an apple. And again the Chofetz Chaim shouts, Ezet. So he couldn't understand. He goes, "I didn't see him. Once, okay. Wherever I go, Ezet. The Chofetz Chaim said, "Yeah, Ezet." Pointing to the air. Ezet. That's a Chaim Sheyesh Bemira Shemayim. That is never in a Soyim because the Yevist is right there. Think about what our lives would be if we would have this hasaga. Wherever we are, Ezet. And that's the first machab in Shulchan Aruch. That's the first Ramah. Shemelech Hagod Lakadish Baruch Hashemalai Chalaret Kivaydi. Oimid Allah Raya Maisa. Wherever you are, Ezet, Ezet. We see a strange thing. For some people, Lashon Hara is not an Assyrian. I've had every person who would enjoy it, would have a geschmack. But Yisrael Kedoshim Baruch Hashem Kenai Nahara, there are tens and thousands of Yidden today living without Lashon Hara. And for them it's not an Assyrian. They remember what the Goyim in the Igros write. Every word is remembered. Oh yeah, and today with tape recorders, how simple this is to envision. And for some people, it's mamish not in a soy. We all know such people. And yet, le'idach gisa, people that can't control themselves. Mamish, they taina. I can't help it. How do you understand these two extremes? They're both Yirei Shamayim. They're both Erlech Yidin. The Teretz is, one is living a life of Yirei Shamayim. Wherever he is, in any situation, Ezet, how could I do it? If I won't say that, then I'm Zoycha to Arsh, Ma'agana She'ein, Ma'aluch, Berichoy, L'shaya. It's ridiculous. It's not an Esayim. But the other person, in Beit Medrash, and in the Musa Shmuz, he knows it, and he's aware of it. But now, he doesn't see that. I guarantee any person here, when you're in an Assyrian, and you think of those two words, Ezet, you see it won't be such an Assyrian. Think who is the heir? Who is the heir of Ezet? It's the same Rabbi Nishlam that we're Mois and Nefesh, our whole lives, to learn his Torah, to daven to him, to keep his mitzvahs. It's the same Rabbeinu Shalom that we come, the Yom Narayim, Achei Shechatanu Lifanecha, because then we realize that it was Lifanecha, Ezet. But at that moment of the Nisayan, where you don't see Lenegdi Summit, then it's a Nisayan. Oy, how those words, Ezet, how those words could change a person's life. We all know, we speak about it, we hear about it, the importance of tefillah, b'tzibah. So why is it just an Assyrian? A sane person knows the importance of it. The Teretz is, he knows it and he believes in it, and when he hears it, he's convinced. But when he's laying in bed, then there's no Shmuz, there's no Yirei Shamayim, there's no Eibishta. And that's what the Ramo is telling us. The Hagdama to Kol HaTorah Kula has to be Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. In every situation, remember Ezet. Reb Chaim Brisky used to type Va'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Alekech Shoyol Mi'imach. Zot Reb Chaim and Chofetz Chaim says k'mat the same taich. This is the formula for success in Olam Hazeh. At any given moment, va'ata, ein ata, now, va'ata, now, ask yourself, Mo Hashem Elekecha Shoyo Mimach. What does the Eibishter want from me? In other words, is it really a mitzvah to say the Lashon Hara? We could convince ourselves, we could have Zechayim, some mitzvah, but if the Eibishter is right here, if we realize Ezet, do you honestly believe the Eibishter wants me to do this? I'll sleep a few more minutes, I'll have more koyach to learn. It makes sense. Until you see the Lefanecha, until you chap Ezet. Zot Reb Chaim and the Chofetz Chaim, that's the formula. Ask yourself at this moment, what will the Eibishter? And I once said, you see a marvel de kizach, and it's kedai to be more of this. As he said, Yirei Shamayim is 13 places in the Torah. But the most obvious reference, where you see over and over, is those words, V'yareisim elekecha. And you see it no less than five times almost consecutively. In Parshas Gedoshim, it says the Yisraelis Me'iva v'yereisim aleikecha, and then it says in the middle of Kedoshim they say v'tokum v'yereisim aleikecha, and in Parshas Bahar three times says v'yereisim aleikecha. By the Yisra of Leisainu, the Yisra of Ribis, and then the Yisra of Tzvayit Habriyas, Leisirda, Leibifarech, v'yereisim aleikecha. Three times the same message. Five times the same message, I'm sorry. You know what the Pshat is? You know why that's the neshama of Yirah Shemayim? Because that's those words, ezet, ezet. And doik v'tishkach. Rashi in all five places teaches. Why do we have to say, why does Abraham have to say v'yereisim aleikecha? Zot Rashi, because nobody knows what you're thinking. Nobody knows what you're doing. No one will know. No one can know. It's all belayed. Rashi says in Lashon, She'ein makirin boy alahu, She'ein briyot makirin. No one knows if you saw the Zakin. No one knows if it's really an Eitzah Tova. Nobody will ever know. And then, Shrei the Torah arise. You're tired. You're making a mistake. You're making a fatal mistake. You think nobody knows. It's true. No human knows. Five times the Eibishter told us, remember, ezet, ezet. In every situation. In Ribbis and Mominus, in Berab Machaveroi, in giving an eight, to whatever it is. But that's your Shemayim. Remember, v'yareisem aleikecha, ezet, ezet. You think no one knows? No one will know. It might be true. But the Eibishter knows. Because it always is lefanecha, Rabbi. It always is lefan of Yisbarach. And that's the bracha of Yirah Shamayim. That it's, a person is never alone. That a person is never alone. Because it's not a hefkevelt. The Yisra Chazanish wants a mechanach. What should be the first thing you should teach children, young children? So the Chazanish replied, teach them it's not a hefkevelt. And that's famous the way the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, if you look, the way he teaches them the mitzvah of Yira. The Rambam's lashon is, V'lo yir ke'kaifim ahalchim b'shriros libam u'v'keri. It's not a hefkevelt. Al nira b'yiras oinshay b'cholay. That's Yirah Shamayim. Because you know something, it's not a hefkevelt. You know, we have a Kabbalah, when you see something before you're speaking, it's a ra, you have to mention it. Just the other day I found a chidah in Shema Gedolim. In Erech Yud, he brings a ksavya that he found from a fiyah dike gadol. Svarda she gadol from Mabu al-Arayin. I'm almost afraid to say it over. But we have to say it, well, we found that it has to be said. This gadol writes, he quotes who he was, a Yehuda Arya in Mamedinya. There was a child born to his neighbor who was critically ill from birth. And the child never recovered. And at 6 months, the child was gazing about to die. So the child's mother ran into this Adam Gadol and says, come, do what a Rav has to do, b'shas yitzis neshama. So he came to the child, the 6-month-old child, and he starts saying whatever has to be said. And nitamol, the child, and I'll quote you the Russian, who Oma Kigodo Bevita Isfasayim Shma Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. This child, 6-month-old child, said Shma Yisrael like an adult. And he said, he writes, at that point I realized there is a concept of Gilgulim. There is epis, that this world is not a Hefkevelt. And it's those words. Ezet, ezet. The Yereisim Aleikecha that I tell you can change from a big Nisayan to a Narish Nisayan. Can change from an impossibility to a possibility. Yes, I won't say that Lashon Hara. The Zoya Kaddish, I saw quoted, Yiridah, this Inyan of Yirah, Ikra Lechol Shar Pikudin Dereisa. Yirah Shemayim is the Yisayat of all mitzvahs. I don't know Pshat and Zoya, but I think the Pashtus is, because that's when everything has meaning. When we live with that hakara as that, then everything is simple. And that's Yiras Shamayim. Someone came to Rabbi once and told him, he heard a maaser, he saw Solanta once missed the first man Krishna. And from such aggravation, he chalished. Pashit, he missed it. So Rabbi said to Nishtemes. So the Bacha didn't understand, so he goes, Vavos is Nisht. Can it be? We saw Solanta's feeling, he missed man Krishna, that he chalished. So Rabbi goes, Nay, that's not the pshat. It's a Kenish sign that the Shol Solanta missed the first man Krishna. His Yiras Shamayim was so overwhelming that it can't be. Yiras Shamayim. That's not our Madrega. But that's the bracha of Chayim Sheyesh Bem Yiras Shamayim. But I'll give you a different muscle. I guess more for us. So Solanta used to say, imagine someone is very thirsty, there's a cup of water on the table, but he heard Aiden PA that the water might be poison. He asks 100 people and they all say it's not poison. There's one Michigan in town says, that water is poison, but it's not poison. Would any sane person drink that water? Okay, it's a Michigan and it's 1 out of 100. But poison? Suffix? Svexveka? You don't have to come on to Lumdis in the Chaibahem person. He won't drink water which might be poison. And that's where Rabbi Yisrael Solanta used to teach Yiras Shamayim. You have a suffix. You have a shayla. What bracha to make? Is it really kasha? Is it really mutan Shabbos? Maybe it is takamuksa. But the chalapach is that attitude. That an avera, that a chet, is poison. The Altman Kelim son once said, Mizokta from Tatan, that his Yiras Shamayim was like someone held a gun to his head, and he do a chet, I'm going to shoot you. He said, that wasn't his father. By his father, a Yira from chet was after the person pulled the trigger, the split second from when you pull the trigger to when it hits the person. That was my father's Yiras chet. But you think about this is Chayim Sheyesh Bem Yiras Shamayim. The Mechaben Yeredeya, Reisham Gimel Siv Gimel, says Tamachacham Hamazal Mitzvus Ve'en Ba Yiras Shamayim Harei Kukal Shebetzibur. The Mechaben Paskins is Talmud Chacham, and all of a sudden he became reduced to a Kal Shebetzibur, because this is what's missing, is the Ikkar. The Ikka Chosim in HaSeifa. Where's the Yiras Shamayim? And you know, it bothers me sometimes. I have to admit. I come here. We all know the Mechaber in Kamat, the only place in Shulchan Aruch, one of the only two places, he speaks of Godel Avoinim in Esoi. Someone that speaks by Chazar Shashat is Godel Avoinim in Esoi. So how could B'nai Torah talk to Chazar Shashat? I'm not talking about chalashim by the first man Krishna. I'm talking about something that we all know is Dov Lavoinim in the soil. And a bacha doesn't work on this when he's young, to feel that talking is poison, becomes an adult that talks to Chazar Shashat. And now is the time. Now is the time to develop that feeling of Chayim Sheyesh Bem Yiras Shamayim. And it's not that hard. You know what's needed? It's those two words, ezet, ezet. Because if someone pictures the Eibishter watching him talk by Chazar Shashat, then there's no nesayin. I'll give you a different lesson. To show you how a Yid lives with Yiras Shamayim. To see what a Yidl Isha can reach such a feeling. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Yisrael, Matat Zichut the Kasha, that the Rishonim already asked, how is the Shachar tell a Yid by Sachmai? I'm jealous about Ruvain. He tell me, don't be jealous, but I'm human and I'm jealous. Zok to Beis Halevi, and it's worth coming tonight just to hear this Beis Halevi. Zok to Beis Halevi, I don't hear the kasha. Imagine that the beis halevi, a person has the biggest taiva that's possible. A gishmak or azba. Okay, let's pick a good muscle. He has his mamish thing of the biggest taiva possible, and he's enjoying it. And he's walking on thin ice, and under him is a lake which is hundreds of feet, and he's enjoying that taiva, and he starts to slip, and he realizes if he slips into the water, he's finished. Zakti Beis HaLevi, at that second that he feels he's losing his life, does he think about that taiva? That's Teva Adam. When a person's scared, he can't have taivas. Zakti Beis HaLevi, if the Torah tells us like Sachmait, and his Yiras Chet, his Yiras Shemayim, so we're also like that person walking on thin ice. Gival, I might be Nichshel. Atulu Yira Kitana Kiyiras on a Fila Gam Kain Shuvayach. How could a person have Chemda if he knows that this is a Chet? And Zakti B'Ma'at Yiras Shemayim. And I would add, because as that, there's no Nisayim. And that Zakti is a Pshat. The Asa Yisrael, Ma Hashem Olikech, Shoyel Miyimach, a little bit Yira, oh yeah, a little bit Yira, and you won't have the Nisyanis anymore. I must say, I speak for myself, I'm not on this Madrega. But look at the Brach of Chaim Sheyesh Bemira Shemayim. The most impossible Nisayim becomes impossible to even be over. A Nisayim is not Shaykh because Yira Shemayim. No, maybe my Sachmite is beyond us. But Lashon Hara, that we know how bad it is. To see it in front of us. I'll give you another mashal. I wasn't zeichet to know him personally, but in our dar, he just lost him. I think the Mila Zecharino Levracha, who tzaddikim said he was a Amud of Amudeshach, of Amun of Yira. Again, I didn't know him personally, but I think there's one line that he used to say, I heard that he often said, I think we could all adapt it l'maisa. Hayadua, he was one that didn't waste time. He took care of himself, don't get me wrong, he was careful with his guns, but he didn't stop waste time. So he often said, how could I waste time? I'm studying for the big feher. Or if we'd say it in English, I have to study for the big test. And that is a chayim sheyesh ben yashamayim. Because everybody here knows the chazal asher misha bolakam v'tamudah v'yodik. Everybody here knows the Gemara and Shabbos, that the first question is kavata itim l'tayra. Let's see how much you know. Well, how many blood Gemara do you know? But he didn't just learn it, he lived it. And he was always worried about the big faher. When ideas become lamaisa, when ideas become reality, then the siyanis become ice the siyanis. I used to wonder, the first amor, in the beginning of the Dal Chelki Shulchan Aruch, seems to be a musishmus. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, Zekar God, and he goes on to say how important it is to see the Eibishter that's quoted from the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim. I find a musishmus. But what is it in Shulchan Aruch? And why is it the Hadgama to Dalet Chelki Shulchan Aruch? But it's very simple. Because Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid is not only a musishmus. It's a halacha l'maisa. And it's a practical Hadgama to Dalet Chelki Shulchan Aruch. Because how is a person to be oimed in the neshayinus of taivis, of kashis, of kriya shema, of lashon hara, of kavati to matayra? So many different neshayinus in so many different settings, with so many different challenges, in so many different stages of life. There's a yaradeya, there's a chayshin mishpat, there's an asosav and a sata b'amuna, that so many erlach yid nevach are nichshol. How can we do it? It's so tempting. Everybody else does it. Business is business. There's one answer to all these questions. Ezet. The Areisa Melechecha is the answer to our problems. And that's why rightfully so, the Hakdama, to Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, even to a Taiva, is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. Of course, Lashon Hara is tempting. Submit to Emsabagrobin until you see what's with Fanech. Until you see the Eivster in front of you, and then you know it's time to pop up. And I think this is what Rabbi Yochanan means. This is the Oymik of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. You want to know what makes Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai? You want to know what it makes an Adam Kasha? You want to know what the Yisai, like the Zayah says of all the mitzvahs? Like the Shulchan Aruch says, the Akdama Ta'adchalk is Shulchan Aruch. Ezet, Ezet. Moira Shamayim should be like a Moira Bust of Adam. Oy, did he answer properly? Oy, did he answer efficiently? Halavai. Halavai. Halavai, we should live with that Ta'akara that we always live on Echa. And that's why it's the, like the Gemara says, it's the key to everything. Because it is the key to everything. The smag, or the whole sefer about all the mitzvahs. And at the end of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he writes about a dream that he had. He writes about an urgent message that he received from Shemayim. He writes after he wrote the whole smag. Ve'era b'chaloyim, he writes, chaloyim ares v'layla, and they told me, shechachta es ha'ikah. You wrote all the mitzvahs, but you left out the most important. Which one? You forgot, yishamu lecha pentishkach et Hashem aleikecha. To me that was so meaningful, because that's the ikkah. To realize in all situations as that. Because that's when the nesayin becomes ice nesayin. And that's when the challenge becomes ice challenge. The yoreisem aleikecha you forgot. You know, from time to time I like to ask myself, where am I holding in the ikkah? Baruch Hashem, we try to learn, do mitzvahs, daven. But this is the ikkah. Are we ever thinking about the ikkah? What Shemayim told the smag is the ikkah. But you know, besides the cheshbon that we showed, there's another cheshbon. There's the old kasha, the Ata Yisrael. One thing the Eibishter asked is Yirah Shemayim. What's with Yirah Shemayim? Why is that first and foremost? So Zop to Dugna Magin and Parshas Ekev. And you see this yait of the Shemayah that Yid had, the Taitcha Pasuk, with such a brilliant, brilliant muscle. He tells a story of a child that was deathly ill and he was beyond hope. There was one doctor in the other end of the world that they called, maybe he could help him. The problem was the child didn't want to eat, he refused to eat, he'd rather die. They tried to ask him, force him, it didn't happen. This specialist comes, goes over to the child, says, do me a favor. Eat this little thing holding mama's up. Small morsel. Eat it, and that's it. Yeah, that's it. I promise you, eat this, and that's it. So the child takes it. The doctor walks out. He's healed. Your son is healed. So the father, who heard the whole dialogue, says, who are you fooling? You promised that he's not getting anything else. Just that little morsel of food. How is he going to live on a morsel of food? So the doctor says, oh, you do fashtesnes. I didn't give him food. I gave him medicine. He's sick. He has no appetite. And we have to force him to eat. But I did something so much more efficient. I healed him. I gave him an appetite. And then he, like every other human being, you won't have to ask him. He'll want to eat, like every human being. Is there anything more zis than the Blat Gemara? Is there anything more zis than the tefillah that we dive into the Eibishter? Tam. Why do Nevi'im have to beg Yidden to learn and do mitzvahs and daven? Because Yidden don't have an appetite. And then you have to beg them, do this, do that, don't do this. They have an appetite for chet, they don't have an appetite for mitzvahs. We're sick. We're missing the right perspective. The Eibishter knows that there's one little bit that we need. There's one pill that heals all the problems. The Sur Meiradi Asei Toiv. Mo Hashem Olekecha Shoyel Mi'imach. Yidin, take a little Yira Shemayim. Then does the Blat Gemara have Alatayim. Then does the Tzadavening have so much meaning. And I could tell you how I see this Bechush over and over. I deal with people, and sometimes I wonder, some people always have time for learning, and some people don't have time for learning, because some people have the appetite, they have the Yiras Shemayim, they see the Eibishter Nevivar Torah, they see the Ashrei Mi Shebo Lekam V'Talmud Biyodei, wherever they go, they realize they have a big faher, and it's not that hard. Doik v'tishkach. This is the little pill. This is the little pill that answers our problems. Because it gives us a cheshek. It gives us an appetite. The Arzarua, one of the G'dolei HaRishonim, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Mamdalid, he goes on a Gemara, Nidah Aflam, a Gemara on Beis, and his Lashon is, Shmamina, like a bracha chavshuva meyira shemayim. There is no greater bracha than yira shemayim. The has this pasuk, because that's what gives the chesik for the tayag mitzvah. That's the akdama to kol haTorah kula. Rabbi, say, where are we holding in yira shemayim? Where are we holding in the one thing that the Eibishter asked from us? The Beis Halevi once met a Talmud, and he asked him, "Nu, what's machzdu?" So he told him how business was. Nay, what's machs do? I told him how his family was. But what's machs do? So finally, the Beis Levi says, "Hakol b'day shemayim chutz miyira shemayim. Everything in your life is b'yad Hashem. The only one thing that what's machs do is yira shemayim. That's what I want to know. What's machs do? The one thing that's b'yadecha. Where are you holding in that?" Where are we holding in bus that we make? And we have to work in Yiras Shemayim. There are keach tied to the pasuk leman tilma liyiras Hashem olikecha sarach lilmay liyir Hashem. It's the one thing the Eibishter asks from us. I were busy with doing kol haTorah kula, but then we forgot the yikra. Shachachta so ikra. But you know, people are so overwhelmed with responsibilities, b'nei Torah with their responsibilities, Torah mitzvahs. Who has time for new projects? Yeah, this is a new thing for me. I don't have time, I'm busy. So I once told someone, you know, a story I heard from Don Segel. A balabas asked one, a rav asked one of his balabas, Yankula, the tracks them all from the ages, do you think of the Rebbein Shalom? So this balabas, a chosher balabas, says, Rebbe Vosvil, so what do you want for my life? I wake up 2 hours before Shachar, I learn, I daven, and then I learn after davening, I work an hour or two and I'm back to shul mincha and learning, and then Ma'ariv, and I say the whole night. When do I have time to think of the Ribbono Shel Olam? I'm so busy. It's a bitter galechta, right? It's funny, but that's the reply to that person. We spend the whole day with the Ribbono Shel Olam and we have no time for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Think about it. Think about it in our daily Seder Hayoyim. How many opportunities, simple opportunities, meaningful opportunities, effective ways of strengthening our Yiras Shemayim, if we're thinking about the Ikkar. I'll give you a partial list. This is not a complete list. A person makes a bracha. He washes his hands. Hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Do you know what kind of powerful, powerful injection that is in Yiras Shemayim? Think about that piece of bread. I would say, Bali Guzma, at least 100 people were involved in the process of that piece of bread. It had to be plowed and planted. and watered and cut and ground and kneaded, baked, packaged, sipped, sold, bought. 100 people are involved in this piece of bread. And then a Yid gets up and if a paksiyala, he says, Hamoitzi left the min ha'aretz. Rabbi Shalom, you gave me that piece of bread. Not the baker, not the farmer, not the shipper. It's you, Bari Yoylem. He sees Lefanech, he sees the Ebishter in the piece of bread. Isn't that what we say? Did you see the Ebishter bringing out the mighty left? But we do see, because we know Azet, Azet. Every bracha, Baruch Atah, we're talking to the one that's Lefaneinu. The Shivisi Hashem, the Negri Summit, is being mechuzik every time I say Baruch Atah. Atah is you, do, who is you? The Ebishter that's supposed to be the Negdeinu, I'm talking to him. Und besh musna hashiyotza, the bracha hashiyotza, the goyin and the siddur taiches, goli v'yadua lifnei chisech v'idecha, shehem yepaseich echad mehem. I remember when I saw it was Mavel Orion. We're talking about ezet in a field, the chveis in business, in lashon hara, here in Kiskis. Listening in Kiskis, the yair is lifanecha. Gival the new taich, ezet mein Kiskis. And every time we say Ashiyotza, we're mechazik the Hakara, Ezet Ozeichet. And isn't that what brachas are for? The Rambam in Hilchos Brachas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, and Dalet, twice. Nimtza kol brachas kulan, did they liska as a boyri tamid v'liyirem emenu. Brachas is to be mechazik our Yer Shemayim. But there has to be a heart for that. There has to be a bracha that's said with a heart. And don't think there's not a pasuk in the Torah also. It's not just the Rambam's chiddush. How do we know the chi of mei brachas? It's that pasuk va'ata Yisrael ma Hashem alekecha al Dr. Gemara in the Menachos Mem Gimel atikir ma alameya. Because the Eibishter 100 times requires us to be mechazik our Yerush Shemayim. The lefanecha, the ata, it's all every time 100 times. Because 100 times we have an ability to be mechazik the chayim sheyesh bem yerushamayim. And the shame Hashem, look in the chayodim klal hey, how a person should say the shame Hashem. He brings a mavel de gemaisa. He says lahalav es leiv ha'adam. How we supposed to titta? No, I'm not in the madrigas. I can't ask you to. But at least to say it with the kavana of Hashem, Hashem, the Eibishter lefaneinu. I'm aftiach anybody. You say 100 brachas, the kavana is a kinyan in Yerushalayim, and that's what the Eibishter wants of us, and that's the yikka. But there has to be a shtikla hard for this. I once told someone, imagine you're on a desert island, and there's nobody within a 100-mile radius, and you're in a basement in a dark room. But any simple yid knows when you get dressed, you do it for tznius. No one's looking, no one's gonna see. It's not gonna be immodest, it's not gonna be improper. There's no one within 100 miles. But that's a choice. That's a terrible mistake. Zok to Shulchan Aruch and see Beis, even Bechadi Chadarim we have to dress properly. I'll say Mirayeni Kakadosh Baruch Hu Malay Chalaret Kivaydai. Even in that desert island, that. Sneas. Is a boost in Yerush Shemayim. Yarmulke, why do you wear a yarmulke? Dr. Ramo, Kvod HaShchina. We wear a yarmulke because, like the Gemara in Kedushin says, Shchina l'mala m'rayshi. Standing up with the Canaan, somebody the Chum and the Pasuk says, there are opportunities that we have. But there's one etzah that I believe is probably the easiest and most effective. You don't have to say a word, you don't have to make a bracha, you don't have to do anything. Just open your eyes. Open your eyes that the Eibishter gave you. Open your eyes and look around. Su'u mare meinechem uru mi bara eila. Look at a world that shreit arois kimeya edim that bereishis bara lekim. Rav Gista Zechayna Levracha once said over what he heard from a Dr. Nathan Birnbaum. He was a fierce spokesman for the Haskalah, where he himself said he deemed all avodah zarah. And in those days, he became the first and the most famous Baal Tshuva. He made a mapecha in his life that probably is unparalleled. And he told Rav Gifter, Rav Gifter heard it from him, what happened? How did he make, he was mamish, the spokesman for Haskalah. So he told Rav Gifter, he was traveling, he spoke in America all over about the, quote, bracha of Haskalah, and he was traveling back by boat. And almost inadvertently, he was on the deck, it's a nice day, and he looked up, and he saw in front of him an endless stretch of sky. It hit him. Who made this? He looked down, and again, an endless stretch of sea. And at that moment, he turned around his life from a spokesman to a scholar to one of the most brilliant spokesmen for authentic Yiddishkeit. Hashamayim misaprim kevoy kale. Rabbi said, I once told someone, you have an assayin, go outside, look up in Shamayim. Hashamayim misaprim kevoy kale, the Targum Taijus, looking in Shamayim is a schooler for your Hashamayim. Isn't it? And that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam, when you say the Atayra, Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, when you look around the Maisa of Abruyim and Afloyim, Hagdoylim, and you see the Chochma in Kates, and Erech in the Kates, Miyad of the Rambam, Miyad, he turns, he becomes a different person. A simple Eitzah. You don't have to say a word, you don't have to do anything, but open your eyes, look around at Azav Velt. You know, there are books written by Yidoyim, Lahavl, even by Goyim, about the remarkable neflois in a human being, in animals, in plants. Mamish, they're a fact that makes your hair stand on end. I don't know where I have to come on to that. Look at someone's eyes. Look at a tree, look at an insect. Doesn't that Shrayoit, Kimeya, Edim, Mi Bora Eila? And that's what the Rambam's telling us. Rabbi Zangazin once told us he met a geyoris. She was a scientist that was so overwhelmed by a molecule of water, she realized there has to be a God, that she became a firmigid. Forget about a molecule of water. Look at an apple. Where did the apple come from? Someone planted a seed, and the apple tree grew, right? That's mamish chias ha-meisim. Rav Dessler and Chelek Dalad writes, the only reason why we don't realize that's chias ha-meisim, because we gave it a fancy name. It's called Teva. So Rav Dessler Kedarke writes, you know what Teva is? Teva is Nes Murgel. When you get used to Nisim, you give it a different word, Teva. Isn't that true? Take a person who never saw a tree and tell them, you put this little seed and you'll come back and have an apple tree. You'll think you lost your mind. Believe me, wherever we go, in every situation, the opportunities of strengthening the Yiras Shamayim are unlimited. And I once told somebody, there's the old Kasha, Otu Yiras Shamayim, Milsa, Zutasi, the Gemara asks, Yiras Shamayim seems so unattainable. When I think the positive side is, to have a Madrega of Yiras Shamayim, like Rav Aharon said, that it's not Shach Du and Aveira, that's not easy. To have a madrega like a doylem had the year of chet, that's not easy. But each step, each maisa, that each bracha, and each looking, and each doing, adds year of shemayim. That's milsuzot to see. Try it. Say a bracha b'kavana, you'll see the year of shemayim. Look up in the shemayim, you'll see the year of shemayim. And this is our message tonight. Use the opportunities that we have to grow in the Hakara as that, Rabbi say, it's true as that. Grow in the Hakara that v'yareisim aleikecha, there's an Ebishter, there's a Balabira. Use the opportunities we have. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in the end of Brachas does something that he himself says is a plea. He's talking in Halacha and then he writes something about Amuna. And it's not even related. So the Rambam himself asks, why? You're wondering, why did I put this here? It doesn't belong here. Balulay Ashakavanti Sayava Zecha Dava Beinyan Amuna. I was hoping maybe somehow to smuggle in Epsavart Vegan Amuna. Ki Yaka Be'enai Lilmad Be'ikri Hadas Ve'amuna Mikola Shalom Deyu. Because this is more valuable and more important than the Arach HaZaken and the Pirush Mishnayim and the Tshuvas HaRambam. So whatever I have an opportunity, whether it belongs or not, I'm going to use it. You know what the Rambam is saying? You know what the Rambam is teaching in this? Because Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. How is it possible a Yad HaZaka? And how is it possible Amari Nevuchim? And how is it possible a Pirush Mishnayim? If the Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, let's follow the Rambam's advice. Each step, each krech, each move closer is bringing us to the life of Chayim Sheyesh Bemir HaShemayim. And that is really what gives us, that's the Hagdama, to be Mikayim the Kol HaTorah Kula. Halavai should be Zoicha to live a Chayim Sheyesh Bemir HaShemayim.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.